bien, tendrás que ser un gran varón.
Sean Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the only one who didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's how I knew that he was a special child.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on, I was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reeves, who made love under the sycamore tree, which makes me a more sicker MC and my mama would claim. At 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. But through the years, I gave her her fair share. I gave her first real skin. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless cause my shirts wasn't matching my gear. Now I'm just scratching the surface cause what's buried under there was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted, but I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and the funny story is, at 4, he taught himself how to ride a bike, a two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed a change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fuck the world, my defense came. Then the Haven introduced me to the game, Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now, my gear is in and I'm in the in crowd, and all the wavy light skinned girls is loving me now. My self esteem went through the roof, man, I got my swag. Got a vocal from this girl when the man got back. Plus I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had, supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself by the way I could rap. That means second to me moving is crack. Give me a second, I swear I would say about my rap career. To 96 came, niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping, and at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox, and his sisters and brothers said that he would drive them nuts. But that was my way to keep him close to me and out of trouble.
Goodbye to the game, all the spoils, the adrenaline rush. Your blood boils, you in a spot, knowing cops can rush. And you in the drop, you so easy to touch. No 2 days are alike, except the first and 15 pretty much. And trust, here's a word you seldom hear from us. Hustlers, we don't sleep, we rest one eye up. In the trap to find a man when the well dries up. You learn to work the water, without work you thirst till you die. Yep, the niggas get tied up for product. And little brothers, ring fingers get cut up to show mothers they really got them. This is the stress I live with, till I decided to try this rap shit for a living. I pray I'm forgiven for every bad decision I made, every sister I played, cause I'm still paranoid to this day. And it's nobody fault, I made the decisions I made. This is the life I chose, or rather the life that chose me. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. And if you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. If you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black.
Dog shit.